listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Gateway Holiday Classic this evening. I'm Dan Manley. Ivan Rawls will join us a little bit later, and tonight it's boys action here in the Gateway Holiday Classic as the Montgomery County Indians try to move into the championship game after an upset win they claimed last night over the Pulaski County Maroons in overtime, 77-71. Tonight the challenge a little bit tougher, perhaps, is the Peninsula Catholic Knights out of Virginia, coached by Trevor Dorsey, a team that comes in here at 5-5. But again, the competition that they have played, they lost four very early games and won five of their last six. I don't really know the particulars of this team, but just watching them play last night and the win that they got over Taft High School out of Cincinnati, 76-73, would tell you that they're really a big challenge for the Indians. A lot of size, a lot of athleticism, good shooters, quick on defense. The Indians will have their hands full tonight with the two of their starters still out, as Montgomery County will not be without Ethan Dunn again tonight, along with Luke Fawns. Fawns is going to be out at least until next week. Ethan Dunn is somewhat day-to-day now. He is on the bench with the team, and Fawns was last night as well. But we do know that Fawns, with that hand injury, is out for roughly 10 days, and those 10 days started back at the beginning of this week. So we expect him perhaps to not be ready for the Railroad Classic next week over at Estill County when the Indians go there. In this tournament, Indians win. Peninsula Catholic was a winner. Lincoln County got a win over the Carmel School of Virginia, 60-55 last night. And it was a Catholic high school out of Virginia beating Fleming County 79-62. So tonight, in a game that started a little bit ago in the arena, Lincoln County and Catholic playing. Now, Fleming County has beaten Carmel 74-68. And we didn't get the score yet on the Pulaski County Taft game. That game was played earlier. So we do know that Fleming County will be playing in the fifth place game tomorrow against either Taft or Pulaski County. Here, the Indians must deal with Alonzo Easterling, a 6'11 senior, averages about 9 rebounds per game. And also E.J. Joyner, a little 5'8 senior, who averages 15 points a game. Jalen Wynn, a 6'5 senior, 13 points a game, is a really, really talented player. And we'll talk a lot about Malcolm Velmar, a 5'11 senior, averages 11.6 points a game. It's a team that only has 9 players on their roster, so you know, the Indians need to come out here and try to make it happen tonight. Under Coach Jason Mays, the Indians are 4-6 now and got a much-needed win last night over Pulaski County. Peninsula Catholic has been out and warmed up. We got a nice crowd that's going to be here in the barn tonight. Glad to be back here always. Great place to watch basketball. And we'll return coming up in 2 minutes for starting lineups here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. and most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
We're back now. Ivan Rawls has joined us, and I mean, we watched this team last night. They're 5-5 on the season. It's tough to evaluate. They lost, though, I think, like their first four games of the year coming in here.
It's kind of funny, and like I said, we all live in our own little insulated worlds. When I saw this team, you try to look and see where some of these teams are coming from. We're not familiar with them, being out of state and everything. But as soon as I seen Peninsula Catholic Virginia, and then I said, okay, we're at in Virginia. Well, Newport News. And you say Newport News, there's a couple of names that come to my mind that are athletic icons in recent history. You talk about Michael Vick and Allen Iverson. Those guys that kind of come from that area, so you know what kind of talent they have in that area. I mean, it's notorious for having quality athletes. And, when I walked into the gymnasium yesterday down at the arena and I saw this team against Taft, I was like, yeah, regardless of which way you go in the bracket, you're going to have your hands full. It'll be interesting to see how things go here tonight for the Indians. They put in a lot of energy last night against a very, very solid Pulaski County team. But the type of length, quickness, and aggressiveness they're going to see out of this team is even a little bit different than that they seen last night.
It basically looks like we're looking at a small college team playing a high school team, and essentially is what you're looking at, just physically, the physical makeup. But, the Indians, again, they will do everything they can. I know they try to get into the championship game tomorrow.
Take care of the basketball, rebound. You got to do that against anybody, Dan. Doesn't matter, if it's you and I out there playing against Montgomery County or another team. You do those fundamental things, it gives you a chance. Because there's going to be nights when a team is off shooting. But if you take care of the ball and you minimize possessions, you give yourself a chance. And that's what the Indians have to do here tonight. That's got to be a part of the recipe.
Clock is winding down now. We're getting ready to get the introduction of starting lineups, and we're going to actually give it to you from right here. Tonight, Indians are dressed in white, red numerals trimmed in blue, blue uniforms with kind of a very soft gray uniform or numeral trimmed in white.
Kind of a Memphis look to them.
And he has lineup for the Peninsula Catholic Knights. Alonzo Easterling will start off at center. He's 6'11 and a senior and has some nice offers. So he's got a chance to play at the D1 level. Then you got E.J. Joyner, a 5'8 senior. He's not very big, but he is really talented, as is Malcolm Velmar, a 5'11 senior. You also have in the starting lineup Devin Gaines, a 6'1 junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Braden Mann, a 6'4 junior. Indians opening up with Tyce Jarvis, a 6'5 freshman. Brecken Decker, a 6'3 senior. Isaiah Rowlett, a 6'3 freshman. Dawson Gentry, a 6'3 sophomore. And Cole Rose, a 6'4 sophomore. That's the starting lineup for the Indians. Rose has got to play well defensively on the inside. And just, you know, you're not going to stop Easterling at 6'11. You just hope that you hold him at bay a little bit. Indians will move from right to left on your dial here in this first half of play. We are just about ready to go. Tomorrow night, we will have the two championship games for you. No matter who is playing in those two, we know the Lady Indians will be playing in the girls' championship coming up at 5 o'clock tomorrow in the arena, the boys' championship right after that. The loser of this game will be playing at 2:30 tomorrow here in the barn. And the tip controlled easily by Easterling with that big height advantage. And here is Peninsula operating with Morning deep in the left corner, moves in, threw a bad pass right off the bat. Terrible pass intercepted by Tyce Jarvis. We hope we see a lot of those tonight.
It was telegraphed. It was Alexander Graham Bell pass there.
Yeah, boy. Here is Decker moving right, goes up from 15 feet, knocks down the jumper, and the Indians have the lead at 2-0.
You like to see that good defensive set and then coming down and getting points in your first position.
Indians are going to set up in a 2-3 zone against this taller team. There's the ball deflected out of bounds by Decker on the five sideline.
Oh, you see no energy right now. And Easterling's going to exit the floor really quick. There's really not a lot of energy out of this Peninsula Catholic team.
Jalen Wynn, a 6'5 senior, checks in, and all of a sudden the size situation is much more even. Although, you know, Mann in there, they list him at 6'4", right? He's every bit of that. There's a shot put up that's no good, and Cole Rose with the rebound off the miss by Jalen Wynn, and Montgomery County has the ball with a 2-0 lead a minute in. Here's Tyce Jarvis dribbling outside. He's going to be guarded by a smaller man, but a much quicker player. Here is Rowlett dribbling left, sends it over to Gentry down the baseline. They cut him off. They take it away from him.
That's where
excellent double team defense there.
Yeah, able to get up into the body underneath of Gentry right there. You got to keep that low dribble.
So we're a minute and a half almost into the game. Indians with a 2-0 lead. Here's Mann up the left side. He missed a short jump shot, but the rebound, Decker goes in and comes up with the ball. Decker dribbles down. He's being ridden down the floor by a defender. Gives it off to Gentry, and now Decker takes it again. Decker's going to drive, goes in on the right side, hands it off to Gentry. He tries to make a move through the lane, goes up with a little left-hand flip shot, no good. Rowlett battles and comes up with the rebound, gives it out to Gentry, who misses a three, and Joyner with the rebound. So Gentry in the lead pass ahead, going down and beating the defense is Devin Gaines, laying it up and in. We're tied at two apiece.
The first opportunity, Peninsula able to get out and get something in transition.
Here is Tyce Jarvis. Can't get through the basket. Gives it off to Decker. The defense is really strong right now for Peninsula. Here is Rowlett. Rowlett being hounded outside, but maintains possession, and then they knock it away and out of bounds. The Indians will play it.
Yeah, you see the energy now picking up the Peninsula Catholic now. It's like kind of they've gotten their bearings now.
5:36 to go here in the opening quarter with a score tied at two apiece. Decker ready to inbound the ball in the offensive end, gets it into Gentry, looks, hands off to Decker, got it knocked away, but goes and gets it near the timeline. Decker will look for a screen from Rose, drives in, is going to go all the way to the basket and gets fouled going up, and that'll be on Mann, I believe. And two shots are coming for Brecken Decker.
Solid screen set there by Cole Rose to free up that opportunity for Brecken Decker to be able to get to the basket right there. I mean, that was a man-sized block he put there on him.
Free throws up and good. You know, Dawson Gentry missing those first two shots. I mean, he struggled last night shooting the ball. He hit two threes late.
Yeah.
That made a big difference in that win
And that last one that he had, because he wanted to see where he was positioning wise, he looked down at his feet. I think it kind of threw him off. That's one of the times where a long two was probably okay to go ahead and shoot it.
42 as Decker makes the second free throw. Indians ease back into the lead. Here's Gaines trying to penetrate. Almost a three was on the way by Joyner, but a little bit out of his range against this zone. Now they throw a long pass down the right baseline. They go inside to Mann, turns in the lane, gives it back to Gaines. Gaines drives, goes up, flips it up, no good. And the rebound is claimed by Decker.
Hurricane's done a great job on the defensive glass here early, not giving second chance opportunities to this team.
For under 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, here's Decker driving for the basket, sends it over to Gentry, puts it on the deck, goes under the basket, reverse layup, goes in.
Nice. Gentry
makes it 6-2.
Being able to use the rim as a defender in that situation away from the block.
And the Indians stay in that zone at 2-3. They've got Rallet and Decker on the two front positions. Down the right corner, Mann is open for a three-point shot, and he knocked it down. Great man. You got to give him something. And that time was a three-pointer out of the right corner. The big guy came out and knocked it down. 6-5, Indians.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be the shot they're going to give up, at least early.
Here is Tyce Jarvis. Gives it off to Decker. Decker being hounded, but gives it back over. Now down the left corner, there is Rallet for a three that's no good. Rebound is tipped up and in, and we'll give it to Decker because he was there, although he didn't really tip it in. And it's 8-5. Decker with 6 points. There's a long three that's good by E.J. Joyner. Again, he's the leading scorer on this team, and we are tied at 8 apiece. Second time we've been tied in the game. Joyner. Gaines really doing a good defensive job on him. Here's Gentry with the ball. Looks for help. Decker comes to get it. Boy, they're really letting him play, and finally they do call a foul. And that one's going to be against Jalen Wynn. His first. Team foul number two. 3:22 to go here in the quarter.
And just being solid with the ball handling because they are going to hound you. They're going to harass the entire four quarters.
Gentry hands it off to Jarvis. Goes in on the left side. Missed the driving layup and the rebound taken by Gaines. Jarvis got to get he's going to get himself going. There's a traveling violation as going down through the lane was Gaines. Wanted to pass it off and was late in finding somebody and came down with the ball. Second turnover here early against the Knights.
It's humbling when you see a good athlete like it just look totally awkward in a situation.
Jarvis way out on the right side, wants to drive, goes under the basket, got it tipped out of bounds, but Jarvis touched it last. So turnovers are even at two apiece, and Peninsula has a chance to get their first lead of the game.
River can't stand in this extended 2-3 zone.
And it's been good. They haven't committed a foul yet. The bench is, with two starters out, the bench is not deep to begin with. So here driving in and feeding off the man who goes under and missed the shot. But that was a good foul by Rose rather than just give him a layup.
Excellent.
Cole Rose commits the first foul of the game for the Indians.
Excellent penetration of the zone right there. Saw the seam, got it in there, and that's dangerous again. You allow the ball handler to get feet in paint. They can really compromise the defense.
Man, got a new pair of shoes. And what color would that be?
It's like a seafoam. Kind of a color, yeah. On that palette, the Crayola.
He puts his team ahead for the first time and knocks down another one. He's got 5 of their 10 points, 10-8 the lead for Peninsula Catholic. Rose sets a high screen, and here's Jarvis driving down inside, powers up and puts it up. No good. I thought he was going to have a chance at a three-point play. Does draw the foul, and that's going to be against Mann, and that'll be his second here early. Third team foul, and Mann's going to come out of the game as Alonzo Easterling will check in.
Wow, what a replacement. get Mann out, who's been effective here early offensively, only to be replaced by the 6'11 center.
Jarvis makes the free throw. I don't know, we'll see. Jarvis might rather play against Easterling. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
He makes a pair of free throws, and we're tied for the third time at 10 apiece. Coming down with the ball, E.J. Joyner.
Going to catch down to a 1-3-1.
Jarvis out on the point. Rose in the middle. Joyner penetrates, gives it up, gets it back. And then he fires a three that is no good. The long rebound comes right out, and then the shot is put up no good by Velmer, and the rebound taken by Rallis. Montgomery County has it back. Long pass down. Gentry deep in the corner. Indians can get the lead again with just under two to play here in the first quarter of action. Here in the barn tonight, Decker trying to work against a very tough defender in Joyner. Can't get away from him. Gives it up to Jarvis. Jarvis threw it away. Trying to throw a cross-court pass to Decker and threw it too high.
You're going to have turnover. You want it to go out of bounds so you can come and get your defense set, but you really want to execute the basics right there in Montgomery County.
Here is way outside on the perimeter is Velmer and Joyner. Gaines is down on the baseline. Driving in and flipping up a shot that goes in, and that is going to count, and they're going to call a foul as well.
Got enough strength to get
that. That's going to be on Jarvis. That'll be his first, team second. And going to the free throw line is Jalen Wynn, a 6'5 senior. And I don't know, I think he may be as talented as anybody in this tournament.
Looks like it could be a long jumper, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got that, those legs. He's like, yeah, he could be on somebody's, you know, all-state track team or something.
13-10, and here is Jarvis going to dribble down with the ball. Goes behind the back, gets a high screen, but they're going to double him. Dribbles left, goes up from about 15 feet, missed a shot. Under pressure, and the rebound is taken by Wynn, so back the other way. Wynn gives it to Easterling, finds under the basket, and a reverse layup is good by Gaines.
He's
15-10.
Looked like Easterling got away with a little shuffle of his feet there, but no call.
48 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Indians all of a sudden down by five. Here is Gentry, drives along the baseline, gives it back out to Rose. His 17-foot jumper is no good. Decker just mistimed his jump. Gaines with the rebound. Indians need to stop here.
We're going to look for a good shot here.
Possession arrow is with the Indians. 23 seconds to go, and just dribbling the ball near the timeline is E.J. Joyner. Indians are just laying in wait in that 1-3-1 zone with 12 seconds to go now. Here's Velmer with it. Over to Joyner. Down to Gaines. Left corner. Back out. A deep, deep three is good. Wow. I mean, that was by Joyner. His second three, and that was beyond guard range right there. 18-10. So an 8-point run to end the quarter for Peninsula Catholic. They lead it 18-10, and we'll be back. Second quarter action coming up in just a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Rebounds and turnovers, that battle, Montgomery County's rebounds and the opposing turnover in the opposite way, that's all even between the two teams at 8-8, but Peninsula Catholic has made all three of their three-point attempts. The Indians have missed their two, and it's led to an 8-point lead.
And, you know,
for Peninsula.
Man got the one shot there that you don't expect him to make, and then a long-range shot there at the end at Joyner.
Here's Jarvis, a three that's good.
Wow.
Indians really needed that. 18-13. See if the Indians can get a stop. And Montgomery County has gone man-to-man. Rallet is guarding Gaines. Or Velmer, rather. Velmer driving in on Rallet. Goes up, missed a shot, but a foul on Rallet. Can the Indians stay with this team man-to-man? We're going to find out.
Velmer reminds you so much of Mr. Chenault over at Frederick Douglass that we saw last week, that body type. And boy, it's hard staying in front of guys like it.
Velmer will shoot a pair right here, trying to push that lead back to seven again. Puts a free throw up and in. Peninsula sends all four players back on defense. They just leave him up there alone, and he makes a pair of free throws, and they've made 5 of 5 free throws now. They lead 20-13. And now coming down is Joyner guarding Decker. What a challenge for Decker. Decker driving all the way in, stops, goes up and got his shot blocked, but gets the ball back. Now he hooks the pass under to Rallet, who gathers himself, can't get a shot away. And now it's loose on the floor, and the Indians give it up on a turnover. Here back the other way is Gaines, and going inside and flipping it up and in is Wynn. He's got 5 points, and it's 22-13. So, Montgomery County needs points. Bounce pass down underneath the rally, and it's picked off. Not a bad idea by Decker, just couldn't get it to him quick enough. Easterling, outside Joyner, drives, spins, backs up, fires an 18-footer that's no good. Rebound is taken by Gentry. Indians, with Gentry bringing it down, stops, hands off to Decker. Decker, that's a foul. You can't allow Joyner to do what he's doing to Decker, and this will not be a game if they continue to let that happen. Coach Mays is getting on Decker, but that's the way he coaches. It's 24-13 with 6:30 to play here in the first half, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Indians are down now 24-13 after this game was tied at 10 apiece. So a 14-3 run going for Peninsula right now. And a lot of it is, Joyner is just, there's too much physical contact. He's holding Decker, he's grabbing him. See if Decker can back him down a little bit. Decker holding him at bay. Driving in, hands it back to Clutie, who fires a three good. So Dane Clutie
got
off the bench.
Got a good look. He was quick to decide on his shot there, and that's what helped him.
24-16. Back to the 1-3-1 we are with Jarvis out on the point. They're going to put Wynn out high. There is a three good. Boy, they are red hot. That was Velmer. They are 4-for-4 from three-point range. Right now, lead at 27-16. Here is Gentry being guarded out high by Wynn, who's all over him. Here's Decker with it. Decker looks the defense over. Gentry comes to get it. Gentry can't get a shot away. Gives it to Rose. Gets it back, and there's Gentry firing a three that is way short. Goes out of bounds. And again, Gentry's struggling on his shot right now.
going to have to get some good mojo. You would have thought hitting those couple of big shots last night would have helped there, but he is in a little bit of a slump right now.
On the right side, there's Gaines going up from 17, and the shot bounces off finally, and Gentry with the rebound off the miss by Gaines. 5:10 to play in the first half. Indians down by 11. Here is Decker moving in. Can't get a shot. Gives back to Rose. He fires right on the three-point line. Doesn't go down. And a rebound is gathered in by Wynn. So a chance for Peninsula to extend that lead. Indians fall back 1-3-1. Decker playing on the back line. A lot of pressure back there. Here is Belmer. And there is a three that's good again by Joyner.
And because he's hit two of those now, then you've got to come out and honor him.
He's hit
him.
Three.
And it's going to keep that great spacing that they've got offensively right now.
30-16. He's hit three shots out there, Ivan. And has 11 points. Gentry going for the basket. Flips it up and in under contact. Gentry with his second field goal. He said, I'll just go inside, see if I can get something there. 30-18. Michael Lee. In this 2-3 zone, there's the ball knocked away by Clutie, creating a turnover. Here is Rose. Down the right corner, there's Decker open for a three. Good.
Big shot.
Clutie got the ball to him in a hurry.
Easterling couldn't come out. The big 6'11" guy couldn't come out to be a distraction.
30-21. Decker now, 9 points. Inside, going for the basket, flipping it up, and it bounces off, but the ball is knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Peninsula will play it as Jalen Wynn made a nice move, and the shot just didn't go down, and he's coming out of the game, and I think that's a plus for the Indians. Man is coming back in. They throw it in deep to Eastman. Now they rotate around. Here on the right side is Joyner. He launches a three and got another one.
Wow.
4 for 4, folks.
I mean, he looks pure right now.
33-21. Back to a 12-point lead. Decker. We got a whistle and a foul.
Going to be on Rose.
Yeah. Cole Rose has picked up his second foul.
We're talking about Joyner. He's one of the schools that's interested in him is Hampton University, a D1 school there in Virginia.
Even a lot of schools would just look the other way because of his size, but wow, what a shooter. You're driving for the basket and going and finding the lane and laying it up and in is Malcolm Belmar, who has 7 points. And that's the biggest lead at 14, 35, 21. 3 minutes left here in the opening half. And you can see if they can make up some ground. Here's Jarvis being guarded by Belmar. Decker trying to work his way through, and he got fouled. Again, Decker just kept applying the pressure and forced the official to make the call on Gaines, his first. That's the first foul of the second quarter with 2:50 left. And that just tells you they are letting him play. Here is Jarvis looking. Oh, he had Gentry, I thought. Gives to Decker, who leaves his shot short, and Easterling has the rebound. Decker got a good look, a three off the right corner. Coming down is Malcolm Belmar. Belmar driving on Gentry, stops in the lane, clears it, going for the basket as Gentry lays it up with the left hand. Good.
Oh, he's quick as a hiccup. It's Joyner.
He's got 16 in this first half.
He felt like he got hit. He's looking at the ref like, hey, where's Collin?
37-21. They go over to Gentry. Gentry drives on man. Gets caught in there. Goes out to Jarvis. What a pass that Decker made from the under the basket. But now Decker has to come back out front and get it. Easterling is up and on him right now. Gentry is working against Joyner. Over to Decker, who drives in on the left side and gives back out. Clutie can't get a shot away. Now Gentry, a long three, top of the key, does not go down. And Easterling with the rebound. A little bit deep for Dawson that time, I thought. Here is Joyner. I don't think anything's too deep for him, but he wants to go to the basket, sends it to Easterling in the right corner. A three is good. Wow. And it is 40 now to 21. What a run this team is on, and it's three-pointers. They have not missed a three-point shot out of it.
I mean, everything, that they look so relaxed and comfortable. Is it?
7 of 7. Almost a turnover. There is a turnover and a lead pass ahead. Joyner goes under with the left hand, lays it up, and in. He is so smooth. And it is 42-21.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry has been this barrage of points.
Joyner gives to Gentry. Gentry lost the ball, but a foul is going to go against Gaines, and that'll be his second team foul, number two here in the second quarter, and that will bring Wynn back into the game, replacing Gaines. Boy, when they got the trio of Mann in there along with Wynn and Easterling on the front line, and Velmer and Joyner took a spill. I hope he's okay. He is. There's a three by Decker that's no good. Gentry gets a rebound. He fires a two-point shot, no good. Decker the rebound, hands it off, and dropping it is Cludie. Indians needed anything to stop the bleeding there. 42-23. Only 40 seconds to go in the half. Here's Joyner out near the timeline. They're going to play for one shot here. Chance for Coach Trevor Dorsey just to see what his team will do in these situations. Clock down to 17. Out near the timeline, handling the ball is Velmer. I think they'll get it to Joyner. He's got it right now, deep in the right quadrant, back over. Velmer now down in the lane, and a beautiful feed off the man, blocked by Jarvis, pinned it against the glass, and with 2.6 seconds to go, it's out of bounds.
Wait, not to give up on the play there, but
back to, they get it in. There's a three out of the right corner that, I thought that one was going down. Cludie with the rebound off that miss by Wynn. The first three they missed in the entire half. And at halftime, it's Peninsula Catholic 42, Montgomery County 23 here at the Barn. And we'll be back to recap the first half for you coming up in 2 minutes.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Dan Manley with Ivan Rawls back here at the Barn tonight as the Indians are taking on Peninsula Catholic. And we suspected what we have ended up with. The Indians played really well early. This game was tied at 10 apiece, and then Peninsula went on a run. The difference, you know, this Peninsula team has, they've shot lights out. They've made 15 of 25 field goal attempts. They're shooting 60% from the field, and beyond that, they're 7 of 8 from the three-point line. They're perfect from the charity stripe. They haven't had to do any extra work on the glass or forcing turnovers or anything. They're just making shots.
You hit 7 threes, and I don't care who you're playing, you're going to give yourself a chance to win. And you know, that speaks volumes, because you know, I think we thought this could be a mismatch in this game, but I think the way it's a mismatch as far as how well they've shot the ball, especially from the perimeter. I didn't see that coming today, but boy, when you get a team that as talented as this team is shooting the ball that way, yeah, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. And you know, I thought Montgomery County did a great job early in this contest, especially out of that 2-3 of not allowing any second chance opportunities, and we're coming down, and they were playing at a pace that I think they felt like they could play and give themselves a chance in this game. But you make a couple of miscues, and then they're coming down and they're shooting with the proficiency that they are. You can see how this thing could get out of hand really, really early, and it has to this point.
Inside the three-point line, the Indians have made 5 of 11 and 8 of 17 for the Peninsula Catholic Knights. Let's check individual scoring in that first half. And well, E.J. Joyner, what a half he had, 18 points. He missed only 2 shots, and he made 4 threes. Perfect from the three-point line, 4 out of 4. And then he was 3 out of 5 from inside the arc. 18 for E.J. Joyner. 7 for Malcolm Velmar on 2 of 4 from the field, including a 3 and 2 of 2 from the line. 5 points for Jalen Wynn, 2 of 5 from the field, and made his only free throw. Devin Gaines was 2 of 4 from the field for 4. Alonzo Easterling, the big 6'11 center, took only 1 shot. It was a 3 out of the right corner. He had nothing but the bottom of the net. So he has 3 points. And then Braden Mann, 1 of 2 from the field. It was a 3-pointer and 2 of 2 from the line for 5 points. So Easterling at 6'11 and a Mann, and I think probably closer to, I'll have to check him out again, but about 6'5. And those two guys, they took 2 field goals. Both were threes, and they made both of them. Indians led by Brecken Decker, who beginning to come back into his own, Ivan, from an offensive standpoint now. 9 points for him tonight. He made 3 of 6 field goal attempts, and he's being guarded by a tremendous defender. 2 of 2 from the line, 4 rebounds. 5 for Tyce Jarvis. Not quite like we saw him last night when he was stuffing the stat sheet. He did not have a rebound, did not have an assist, did not have a steal, did not have a block shot. In that first half, he was 1 of 3 from the field. It was a 3-pointer, 2 of 2 from the line. 4 for Dawson Gentry on 2 field goals and 7 shots from the field. And he was 0 for 4 from the 3-point line with 3 rebounds. And then 5 points for Dane Clutie on 2 of 2 from the field, including a 3-point shot. Really good to see Clutie hit that 3-point shot in that first half. And he's a guy who we think could add a lot offensively and coming off the bench. And just has struggled a little bit getting shots to go down. That didn't happen tonight. He's 2 of 2 from the field for 5. Cole Rose missed both of his shots from the field. Isaiah Rowlett missed his only field goal attempt. Those are the guys who have played for the Indians. Back with the other statistics for you. After we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network, it's halftime. Peninsula Catholic leads Montgomery County 42-23.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Coming up tomorrow, the girls' championship game, Montgomery County is going to play the winner between Madison Central and Nicholas County for the championship. And that's a 3:30 start. And then the boys' title game that we'll have for you, that's going to be on at a starting time of what they say is 5 o'clock. That'll probably be more like 5:30, I would.
Yeah, no doubt. With the way, you know, you have a game, even though they have them staggered, a lot of times so that, you know, you have time in between, especially when you got multiple games going on, to be able to go see one from one gym to the other. But boy, I tell you, I wish, I wish I had the ability this year to be here throughout, like I have been able to at times in the past, to just see some of these teams you don't normally get to see play, because, you know, stepping in on that game yesterday with Peninsula and Taft, it was great, just the little bit that I got to see of it, the type of players and competitiveness.
Well, we're about ready to get this second half underway, and Montgomery County made 8 of 21 field goal attempts in the first half, 3 of 10 threes, 4 of 4 from the line. Peninsula made 15 of 25 field goal attempts, 7 of 8 threes, 5 of 5 from the line. Indians actually won the board battle. There just weren't many of them, 12 to 11. Turnover 6 on the Tribe and 3 on Peninsula. Cootie is in the starting lineup. We're just listening to Coach Mays. They're right down in front of us, and it's kind of interesting to hear Coach speak to players. And he's talking with the freshman, Rallet, and bet 16 last night. Adams did not score in the first half. Indians are man-to-man defensively, and Easterling deep in the corner against Rose. He bluffs him, he drives inside, he spins, he weaves, he goes up, puts up a shot, and he walked.
Yeah, he's good feet there when you try to come to a stop to do that little spin around, little reverse shot there.
Jarvis is going to bring it down. Again, we call him the point forward. Nice, Jarvis. And here is Decker drives down the baseline, sends it back out. They set a perfect screen, a wide open three, but it doesn't go down. But going to get the rebound is Decker. What a great hustle play off a miss by Gentry. Now Cole Rose drives inside. Back to Gentry. His three is good this time.
Right there, Cole Rose imitating the point forward right there off a nice drive and dish.
42-26. Good to see Gentry just put it right back up there. That's what shooters do. You got to keep shooting. And you didn't forget Al. It's just Indians, again, man-to-man defensively. And, boy, tough to do this. Here is Velmer with the ball against Gentry. Drives in the right side, forces up a 15-footer no good, man, the follow no good, and Gentry with the rebound. And they throw it away. Montgomery County coming down. So back the other way, and here is a jump shot that falls off, and Decker has the rebound off that miss by Mann, about 17 feet out on the right side, down to Cloutey, and now here's Jarvis with it, cross court to Gentry. Gentry is going to be guarded here early by Gaines in this second half. They're man-to-man defensively. Decker working against Joyner. Goes over to Gentry. Now they get his screen, but can't use it. Here's Rose. Rose to Decker. Coach Jason Mays is working hard on the sideline here. Jarvis with the ball. Jarvis hands it off to Gentry. Gentry will step up and fire three good.
Wow. And over the 6 foot 11 Easterling right there. Wow.
42-29. So the Indians have cut that 19-point lead. down to 13 in the first couple of minutes of this second half. Here's Easterling. Joyner's driving. He only walked, and they didn't call it. Down the inside, gain shot, blocked by Joyner. Gets his own rebound, blocked by Joyner. A foul called. And, boy, did three officials miss a wide, very obvious walking call into the basket. But Decker gets the foul, his first. Two shots are coming for Devin Gaines. As they say, a guy from the moon could have called that one.
Or the man in the moon, right?
Free throw is good. Gaines, they still haven't missed a free throw.
You hear me say it all the time. That's winning basketball when you go to the line and you shoot at a great clip or have great success at the free throw line. It's going to win you ball games.
And he made a pair. This was always a shooter's gym, I thought, Ivan.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Campbell was talking about that at halftime, about that backdrop. And he said, boy, he said that big blue wall, it pays dividends a lot of times.
Decker trying to dump a little pass down to Rose inside. The ball got kicked out of bounds by Peninsula. The Indians will play it. Looking to get it in. Comes in to Gentry. Hands back to Decker. He got fouled. For Gaines, and that'll be his third. But again, I mean, they've let that stuff go the whole game until now. I mean, we haven't seen that type of contact called earlier. People who were listening earlier today, Bob Steinberg is in the building. Bob's son coaching Catholic High School. Here's Gentry, top of the key for three. Good. He's hit three in a row.
Whatever he did at halftime has corrected the viewfinder.
5:11 to go in the third quarter. The Indians back within a dozen. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Indians trying to make a little run here in the second half. They were down by 42-23 at halftime. Have come out to outscore the Knights 9-2. All the nine scored so far by Dawson Gentry, who struggled in the first half, was 0-for-4 from the three-point line. He's 3-for-4 here in the second half. Here's Easterling out high with the ball, the big 6'10 senior. Gets rid of to Joyner. Joyner wants to drive. Gets knocked away, but he picks it up on the dribble. He is quicker than quick. Here he goes for the basket and puts it up and in off the glass.
It's not fair. It's not fair for somebody to have to guard a guy like that out on the floor for that long.
46-32. Here's Gentry coming deep in the right corner. Now Joyner's going to stay with him. They put the taller. Here's Jarvis driving in, puts it off the glass. Good.
Man, you see he was being jostled the whole time there. But, you know, again, with Jarvis, you know, he just expects it and was thriving off of it.
46-34, 4:17 to play here. Indians in a zone. A 2-3. Down the corner, man's going to fire a three. Good. His second three.
And the word I hear about him is that he got baseball colleges looking at him, like Coastal Carolina.
There's a three put up by Clooney that is no good, rebounded by Mann. So back comes the Knights with a 15-point lead, and we're down to 3:45 left here. Down in the lane, we get a traveling violation.
That wasn't on
Jalen Wynn.
That wasn't a Euro step. That was Mid-Atlantic. He didn't quite get to Europe. He drowned out in the Atlantic Ocean on that one.
I guarantee you somebody will take their chance on You know, man is, or Jalen Wynn, I mean, 6'5 senior, and here driving as Jarvis goes up and he flips it and angled around the taller Easterling and put it in. What a play by the freshman Jarvis.
Got Bob Mann and then challenged Easterling at the rim.
49-36, Easterling out beyond the top of the key. They go down low on the left side. Driving in, Velmer missed the shot, but put back up and in.
And right there,
by Wynn.
That's got to be one that Gentry's got to get. That's exactly what Coach Mason said. He has to get that rebound. There's no way he lets Wynn come over and get that.
51-36, Jarvis is going to fire three off the right wing. It's no good. Rebound, Clutie gets it. Back out to Jarvis. He'll fire another three. Good.
Boy, you can see his brilliance at times here in this early part of the season for the Indians.
51-39. Indians are, hey, this is a game effort. There's a traveling violation on Joyner. Joyner complaining, but he pulled that dribble up and he took an extra step. He's looking at the official like, what did I do? Not doing what he wants to do right there, questioning the official. Here's the Jarvis in backcourt. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Indians, a three here, gets it back to single digits. Here is Decker. And there's Cole Rose has called for the foul.
It'll be his third. See if he stays out there. Looks like he is.
That was an important possession for the Indians. Here's Joyner with it. 2:35 left, third quarter. Peninsula up by a dozen. Joyner dribbles off on the right side. Just lets everybody get set. Now he drives, finds the seam, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. But I don't think the basket will count. I think the foul was earlier. Foul's on Jarvis. That's his second.
No catch, Cole.
Team foul number three here in the third quarter. Indians are trapped in there. And there's Jarvis coming up with a steal and almost threw it away, but no, he saved it into Clutie. Clutie down across the timeline to Decker. Decker handling that ball. He stays so low on the dribble, Ivan.
Man, Decker is, you got to against these guys.
Yeah. Here's Jarvis working out front. Takes it between the legs, spins, weaves. Here's Gentry now. Here is Gentry operating with it, looking for a seam, and now he goes up for a three. No good, well off the mark. Rose had the rebound, lost it, and then it saved inbounds. Wow. Coming down a hurry, Joyner angles in, puts it up and in, and draws a foul on Decker. And well, that was an exchange of 5 points right there, perhaps, that the Indians really needed.
And the Indians were really upset because they felt like Cole Rose on the rebound was fouled, and they probably are correcting their assessment.
Joyner with 22 now, going for 23, and can push the lead back to 15 points with a minute 45 to play here in the third quarter, and he does.
Davidson!
Plays a big three-point play, and he has had a chance there to get that thing down to 10 points, maybe 9. Here's Decker driving in, but cut off, can't get a shot away. Out to Gentry, that's going to be off the mark. The rebound, Clutie tips it out, but they battle for it. And Decker kind of got it back, and then we get a foul. Decker.
As they say in football, he didn't see that linebacker there in the zone right there. The Decker, he thought he was going to get it to Clutie right there wide open at the rim.
Foul is going to be on Clutie, that's his first. And now it'll be two shots on every foul. 1:21 to go in the quarter. Here is Devin Gaines. Going to shoot two, and he's got 6 points in the game. They've used just 7 players, and the free throw is good. Here's Rowley coming in.
Just, again, going to the free throw line. This team, you know, they expect to make them when they go there.
They're 9 out of 9. Free throw finally is no good. And the rebound by Jarvis.
Sometimes we like it when the broadcasters can do that.
55-39. Jarvis trying to work his way in. They double him. He can't get away. Sends it out to Rowlett. Rallet is going to work against man, and he gives it up to Gentry. Joiner on him. The hands-on defense that they allow. Here is Gentry. Sends it back to Jarvis. I don't really like the ability to put hands on people. I mean, that I think should be a foul. Inside the ball got knocked away from Jarvis. They take it away and come down and going under and laying it up. They miss it. They tip it. They get the rebound. They go up. They go up again. They can't get it down. And finally, it's out of bounds back to the Peninsula Knights.
Briggs. Ball side, Briggs. Okay.
Indians will be man-to-man. 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Entry pass, they throw it long into backcourt. Indians with good defense. I mean, you love the way that Montgomery County is being challenged defensively, and most of the time they are responding out. I mean, the man-to-man defense has improved dramatically here in the last few games.
Right, look at some of the teams they've played here in the last couple of weeks. This probably helped them understand that type of speed.
Joiner out near the timeline with 10 seconds to go. He's going to go. He's going to get a screen. Rallet picks him up, and he gets around Rallet, goes down the lane, feeds it off, and up and in, and a foul on Flutie. And a three-point play opportunity by Jalen Wynn.
Well, you know, Montgomery County had good defense, but, well, you're just going against a sensational ball handle that wants the ball in his hands.
Here's Rose coming in. 3.2 seconds to go in the quarter, and Jarvis is coming out.
Get a little extra break here, game out here.
57-39. Here is Jalen Wynn going for point number 10, and he missed it in the rebound. Flutie got it, and hey, let's call that foul. Oh, jump ball.
This is going to hurt Montgomery County here.
Ooh-wee. Indians with 1.7 seconds to go.
Wow.
That was unfortunate. Flutie got fouled there. Flutie had the ball first. And here's Rallet. Has to get it into Gentry, who just throws it. Pretty good effort, but now the ball belongs to Peninsula to begin the fourth quarter. That's what we'll do when we come back. Peninsula leads it 57-39 entering the final quarter play. We'll be back with it in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Well, the Knights only made 4 of 6 free throws that quarter, but they hit another three. Their only attempt, they're 8 of 9 from the three-point line in this game.
And, you know, you see this, and you really like the fight of Montgomery County, Dan, the way that they've really challenged themselves, to be able to try to guard this team and be as competitive as possible. But it's a struggle over the course of four quarters.
Big, strong, and quick, and down low, all beautiful, set up by Joiner. Feeds it off to Mann, who lays it up and in. And the lead is back to 20 points. So the Indians able to work that lead down, but now it's right back up to 20. Here's Rose coming out to set a screen for Joiner. Joiner sends it right corner to Gentry. Back out to Decker. He wants to drive. Moves around the defender, and oh, what a great attempt, but it didn't go down, and Mann with the rebound. Decker made a great move. He just couldn't get it. Decker hadn't scored in this half. And now Joiner call for palming the ball.
He didn't appreciate it. He thought he had a legal dribble, but an official said, nope, can't do that.
We've got 7-10 left in this game. See if the Indians can make up some ground here. Down by 20. Gentry to Rallick to Joyner. Or to Jarvis, rather, down that right side. Jarvis dribbling it up. Well, I mean, he bodied up there. Here is Gentry. Sends it back out to Rose. Down to Rallick. Rose goes for the bucket, goes under. Got it blocked, but got fouled. Rose is going to shoot two on the foul against Gaines, which... And he's committed his fourth.
Cole, on a couple of these possessions tonight, that he's shown the ability to put the ball on the ground and go to the basket. And that was a good-looking move by the big guy.
He has not scored yet in this game, though. And Indians, they just need a little bit of offense inside. He puts a free throw because he's a good shooter.
Yeah.
Puts a free throw in. Another one coming. Rose puts the free throw up and good again. 59-41. Indians are going to pick up early, but it's pretty token against this team. Malcolm Velmar brings it down rather than Joyner. I like the way Decker, I mean, he's right up on Joyner. He's not backing down. There's the ball picked up and going for the basket, and shot put up no good. Rebounded by Jarvis off that miss by Wynn. And there's a three that's up no good by Joyner, but Rose gathers the rebound, and Gentry a three that is no good. And the ball's out of bounds. It'll belong to Peninsula Catholic.
It's a great hustle, though, there by Montgomery County.
Playing hard. Here's Joyner with it. Joyner leaves it off on the right side to Wynn. Wynn stops and then he goes for the basket and gets fouled by Joyner, and Wynn will shoot two, or Jarvis. Jarvis gets his third foul. And that will send Jalen Wynn to the free throw line. He is one of two from the line of the game. He has 9 points. Shooting a pair right here. Can push the lead back to 20. But the free throw is not close.
It was all off to the left the whole way.
If he was involved in archery, that would have been a no score. He makes the second one at 60-41. He's got 10. Here's Decker, drives in right side, cut off by Wynn. Spins back into the lane on the dribble.
Oh,
bounces
nice.
Beautiful feet inside, and going up, we get a foul. Into the game now is Gabe Christian, a 6'7 sophomore, a tall drink of water. What's he weigh?
Wow. He's tipping the scales at about 125.
Yeah, and 6'7. Here's Cole Rose back on the line where he made a pair a moment ago. Puts the free throw up, and this one's no good. We've got 5:52 to play. Shot good this time, so Rose has his third point. The lead at 18. Joyner going to work it down, and Decker is right down there with him. Joyner trying to beat him, spins, weaves, goes up, gets some help, shot missed. Rebound taken by Wynn, and he stepped out of bounds.
Wynn, near long jump, high jump, he jumped from the right side of the lane all the way over to the left side to get that ball. Wow. He's got to be going somewhere. He's got to be on somebody's athletic team next year.
Here's Decker, goes in on the right side. He's cut off, and they threw it away. Rally was the player he was intending it for, although the Indians in this game, that's just their 10th turnover, Ivan. I think against the defensive pressure they've had tonight, not bad.
Yeah, and like I said, you haven't seen a lot of run-out opportunities for Peninsula because of it. You know, they just shot the ball so darn well.
Pass comes into Malcolm Velmar. Velmar gives it up to Wynn. Now Christian. Now Velmar backs up behind the three-point line, gives it up. Wynn wants to move on Rowlett. Rowlett trying to defend him. Wynn gets around him, and Rowlett fouled him.
And this is where they're dangerous in this matchup for Montgomery County. You know, you get, you know, you got three ball handlers out there that can get you out there in space and just abuse whoever they get on them. They get, you know, can spread the floor good enough.
Joyner gets it in low, and Wynn traveled.
Yep. Mishandled that ball. You thought something crazy was about ready to happen. If he catches that cleanly, he might try to go up and flush that one.
In the Indians, for those people who might just be joining, playing without two starters tonight. There's Rowlett, a three that's no good. He got hit, I thought, after the shot, and they didn't call anything, but the Indians get it back. Here's Decker down the lane. He missed it. Out of bounds, it goes to Peninsula. Rowlett's had only two shots tonight.
Well, he set out a good portion there, too, after not taking the shot that I think Coach wanted him to take a shot right around the basket.
Cootie's going to come back in. The Indians get a double team, but here's Christian driving in, and he falls down. We're going to get a blocking call on.
I'm going to say he tripped him, I guess. So.
I think he tripped himself.
Yeah.
But the foul goes against Decker, and that's his third. Cootie's going to come in now. That's the fourth. Only have three team fouls up on the board, but I think that's the fourth. Rowlett's going to come out now. Inside and against Jarvis. Count the basket. Reverse layup is good by Wynn. The foul is on Jarvis, his fourth. 4:27 to go, and the lead goes back to 20. Could be 21 now.
Don't get in a hurry. Go.
Free throw is no good. Rebounded by Jarvis. So the lead stays at 20. Jarvis comes down, trying to work his way through. Hands it off to Clutie. Clutie dribbles, sends a nice cross-court pass to Gentry, whose three is no good. And the rebound, the Indians outfought one another for it, and Joyner comes up with it.
Okay.
And on the other end, the three is up, and it's no good by Mann. The rebound is lost out of bounds. It's going to stay with Peninsula.
Come on, guys, keep working.
Well, you really would have loved to have seen Montgomery County.
Rowlett's in for Jarvis now.
A healthy Montgomery County, you know, having an Ethan Dunn out there and his quickness and ability, and then to see Luke Fons against this team. It would have been nice to see a healthy Montgomery County team tonight.
Yeah. You got to think it would have been a competitive game, I believe.
There have been some different dynamics to the game,
yeah,
for sure.
There is. Positive side, you know, Clutie scored 5 points. I think he's played better. He looks more confident out there. He's guarding Wynn right now, going for the basket and putting it up and in. Count it. And a free throw opportunity coming. The foul is going to be against Gentry. His first. And now coming in for Peninsula is Liam Baker, a little 5'9 junior. At the free throw line is Malcolm Velmar, who is going for his 10th point tonight.
Phrase you hear a lot of times in sports, if they're even, they're leaving. So, I mean, the offensive player, if they're even with you, they've got you beat.
Here is Decker. Three bounces off. Rebound, Clutie gets it. Rowlett, a three out of the left corner. It's no good. Clutie gets the rebound again. Bounces it back to Rowlett. Gives it back to Clutie. So Clutie coming up with a couple of rebounds there. And Gentry, I don't know, we had a problem with the buzzer going off.
The horn issue. Oh, they got 30's not in the books. Sounds like so there's going to be a technical.
Well, I've got him on my list, but
I mean, they put him in the book right though, especially if he's got two different jersey numbers, a home and away jersey. That's typically when that happens.
Well, we got a timeout on the floor right now with 3:23 left. Indians are down by 23, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
The
offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reckon Decker gets a couple of free throws. There's an administrative technical. Decker's first point of the second half. He's got 10 in the game. He's done a nice job on the glass. 8 rebounds for him. Left that free throw short. And now the Indians will inbound the ball again, which they had already. So makes a one-point difference.
Go, Indians. Come on, guys.
Decker is going to inbound the ball. And gets it in to Gentry, gets it back. Decker goes for the basket, goes under the basket, weaves, spins, goes up and puts it and rolled off. And the rebound is taken by Mann. Nice effort by Brecken Decker, just didn't go down for him. 3:10 left here, driving in his Wynn, backs up, fires a 14-footer good. That's what you like about him, really. I mean, his ability to hit that mid-range jumper, 67-43. So see if the Indians can score some points here late and not let this thing get really ugly. Clutie saves a possession there. The ball was knocked loose. Here's Clutie going in. Sends it right side to Rowley. Couldn't get the shot away. Gives to Gentry. Gentry quick fires a three. Good.
He got that off quick. You're right. It didn't have time to get sweat off of him.
67-46. He's got 16 tonight. Gentry does. He's put up a lot of shots, and he's certainly made much more in the second half. Here is driving in and putting off the right baseline. The shot rolls out for little Liam Baker, and the rebound taken by Decker.
Their bench is ready to explode down there. They were wanting to see Baker get that.
Here's the ball knocked away, but Decker recovers, gives it back to Clutie. Baker, it's too much. If I could play defense like that, I mean, goodness, I'll stop people. And a nice save by Clutie. And Gentry fires a three that's no good. The rebound is gathered in by Christian. And we get a whistle and a foul. Well, no, they're just going to let players come in.
Yeah.
They don't have many. Bryson Jenkins comes in, a little 5'10 junior for Peninsula.
I was going to call him a baby Bill Walton. He's got that headband on, that long hair.
Matt Willoughby is in from Montgomery County with just under 2 minutes to play here in the game. And I tell you what, there's never been a better team player than Matthew Willoughby.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's ready to go anytime. He does not get to play a lot, and he always plays well. He's trying to guard a much taller offensive player here, driving in, spinning, and putting the shot up, no good. And there was Velmer, rebounded by Gentry. Coming down, there's Decker out of the way, corner, and the three spins around and stays in for Decker. Decker's got a double-double tonight, 67-49. See if the Indians can get a stop here. .119 to go. Willoughby out there trying to guard Jalen Wynn. Wynn going for the basket, puts it up, and he missed it. And the rebound is claimed by Decker and runs it down. Decker all the way to the right side, goes for the basket, sends it all. He threw it away.
Threw it in between two players.
Yeah, Willoughby and Gentry. But, wow, Decker, I mean, he's been in there all the way, and has he played hard?
Yeah, yeah. You expect that out of him, though. He's made that part of who he is.
On the dribble is Velmer. Velmer dribbles right, goes up from 13 feet, missed the shot, rebound, put back up and in by Wynn.
He's a scary good.
69-49. 43 seconds to go. Gentry drives to the free throw line, goes inside and tried to get a shot up there and gets fouled. He kind of forced that action there and is going to earn two free throws because of it. The foul is going to go against Christian. Gabe Christian gets his second foul. Gentry will put up a pair of shots. Gentry, the Indians' leading scorer, had only four at halftime, has hit four threes here in the second half, and the free throw is good.
Well, you hope that, the slump that he'd been in coming into tonight has been relieved with the shooting that he's displayed here in the second half.
4 of 11 from the three-point line here in the second half, and he's got to be tired. Free throws are good. 69-51. 35 seconds to play in this game. Remember, we'll be back here tomorrow night with championship games, and Indians will play at 2:30 tomorrow here in the barn in a third-place game. Now the left corner, a three is up, and it's no good. A rebound is taken by Decker. And here is Rallet, 10 seconds to go.
They're not going to do anything. They'll concede here.
Indians are just going to hold the ball. And the time will run out. 69-51, your final. A victory for Peninsula Catholic against Montgomery County. And Peninsula Catholic will play for the championship here tomorrow night, and we'll be back. We'll have that for you tomorrow evening from down in the arena in a game that will get underway at about 5 o'clock, or probably more like 5:30. We'll be back to recap this one for you, though, coming up. We'll return after we step out 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Dan Manley, Ivan Rawls with you from the barn tonight as Montgomery County loses to Peninsula Catholic 69-51, a game that saw the score tied at 10 apiece early on, and then Peninsula Catholic in that second where they just got a run shooting the ball out, and they're going to end up the night. Let's see, they were 8 of 9. They end up missing a couple of more. They end up 8 of 11 from the three-point line tonight.
And like I said, you look at this game, and we always talk about coming in here and it being a shooter's gym. And a lot of times it's been against Montgomery County when teams come in and shoot the ball well in this room just because of the backdrop. I always tell people, I shot the ball well in here because if the defense was guarding me really hard, I'd go and shoot at one of the practice rims on either side. That way they couldn't block it. You know, I thought you could just shoot at any rim and it counted. You know what I'm saying? You got to shoot at the regulation rim here at the barn. But, yeah, it was good to see Montgomery County get a little bit of their shooting eye back, but boy, they went against a very hot Peninsula team in that first half, and they were on cruise control pretty much after that once they got the early distance in this game.
Yeah, Montgomery County, they make only 9 of 28 threes.
Yeah.
Forced to put up a lot of shots from the outside against a tall Peninsula team. And individual scoring real quick, E.J. Joyner, what a player, 23, got them all in the first three quarters. He missed only three shots on the night, just a really savvy 5'8 senior. 23 for him, joined in double figures by Jalen Wynn, who came off the bench to get 16. 10 for Malcolm Velmar and 10 for Braden Mann. 7 points for Devin Gaines and 3 for Alonzo Easterling. Then you had Jenkins and Baker and Christian that didn't score. So really you saw a Peninsula Catholic team that is not real deep, but certainly the players they have out there are very good. Tonight, scoring for Montgomery County, Gentry finishes up with 18. Again, he took a lot of shots, but hey, credit him. He didn't quit shooting. Had a nice streak there in the third quarter when the Indians made a nice run. It looked like they might really close the gap. 13 points for Decker and 12 points for Jarvis. 5 points for Dane Clutie, 3 for Cole Rose. You had Isaiah Rowlett and Matt Willoughby who played but did not score. And we're joined now by the head coach of Montgomery County Indians, Jason Mays. And Coach, good and bad tonight, would you say?
Definitely a tale of two halves. You know, we won the second half by a point. And, you know, at halftime, I wrote negative 19 on the board. That was a deficit at half. And I said, the problem is I really wanted to play zone against these guys tonight and hope that they – I mean, that kid that hit those four threes was shooting 30% from three. And it was a bet because, I mean, a blind man could see that we were going to have trouble guarding a man-to-man, you know. And so they were deep threes, too. I mean, what do you do when a kid's shooting from 28, 29 feet? You know, I think he hit two or three from that distance. So that was disappointing, but at the same time, it's not necessarily the player's fault. But when that created momentum for them, and then offensively, we lost confidence as well. Last night, we had belief in what we were trying to do offensively. Tonight, in the first half, we did not. I don't really know why, but it had something to do with, you know, us getting our heads, or, you know, as my granddaddy used to say, getting our daubers down, you know, in the first half, giving up those shots. And then second half, you know, I said negative 19 at halftime. I said the only way we're going to do this is I can't come out zone. I'm the dumbest guy in the history of the game. If I come out zone, all he's got to do is hold the ball. I said, so we're going to have to pick up 100 and go back into our man-to-man 50 red and hopefully get stops and scores. And we actually did that. So I was proud of their second half effort, but that kid showed up tonight and, you know, was pitching them from the cheats. I mean, he hit a few of them from downtown Frenchburg. You know?
They missed a pair of threes late, but they were 8 of 11 from the 3-point line.
They don't shoot a lot and they don't make a lot, but tonight they made the ones that, I mean, golly, because if he misses those, then his teammates are getting frustrated with him. His coach is getting frustrated with him because he just missed the 28-footer. You know what I'm saying? And in a zone, that's a pretty easy rebound to get in a zone. But he, you know, he was Richie Farmer from out there.
Yeah, I rebounded him tonight, 31-26.
I mean, like I said, it's a weird game. You know, I'm disappointed, but at the same time, I mean, the game plan was solid. You know, we were going to zone them. I was going into this game saying we're going to spend 80% on zone defense. And it ended up being our man defense that was the best defense. So maybe I didn't have enough confidence in our ability to guard. But that comes from watching us on film. You know, I mean, that point guard at Pulaski County had ACL repair last year. And we couldn't keep him from getting to the bucket. What you may think, I'm going to let a kid going to Division I school, you know, you think we're going to be able to keep him going to the bucket? You know, it was a rational decision to go zone, but it bit me in the butt. So this one's on me. It's not on the players. They bounced back in the second half, dude. what they were coached to do, did what they were told to do, and, you know, so that's what I'm holding on to.
Dane Clooney seemed to be a little more at home in the game mm-hmm. tonight and accomplished more for you.
Yeah, I love Dane. Dane leads our team in weight room gains. You know, his squat went up 70 pounds, his bench went up a lot, his deadlift went up a lot, his vertical went up to almost 12 inches. So, you know, he's physically become a better athlete, and I think that's helped him with his confidence. And he's also a free spirit. He's one I could put in the game, and he don't care if he's playing for the Lakers in the Forum. You know, he's just going to be Dane, you know. So he's a pleasure to coach. He's a pleasure to be around. And, yes, he has. I thought he played pretty well last night, too. So, it's you know, that's a positive.
And had 5 rebounds tonight. Tyce Jarvis, you took him out there late. Any reason in particular?
Tyce. Yeah, his Achilles was bothering him for some reason. You know, he kept grimacing. And Tyce, get some ice. He kept grimacing on the floor, and I asked him finally, you know, are you okay? He said, yes, yes. And then one time I asked him, he said, no, I need to come out. And so I brought him out, and it was at the end of the third quarter, and he said, it's my Achilles, and it was his right one. And I just think, you know, he wears them ankle braces, and his ankles are already weak anyhow. So he went back in the fourth quarter. I don't think it's anything major. But, you know, he's still not 100%. Matter of fact, the physical therapist told me 2 days ago he was only 75%. To me, he's looked better than that. Now, I thought we might have a chance to have Ethan tomorrow, but I don't think that's going to happen either.
But he is close.
He's close. He'll play at Estill County. He'll practice with us on the 26th.
Brecken Decker, 13 points and 11 rebounds. But I was most impressed, really, just you know, coming back second day in a row and facing the pressure that that Joyner was able to put on him defensively, and at the end of the night, turnovers, 11 on Montgomery County, 10 on.
We only had 11. I had us with 8 at halftime. Is that what you had?
Only had us with 6 at halftime. So
okay.
6 and 5.
Well, my point is we that was also part of our success in the second half, is we didn't throw it to the other team as much. Brecken now can play all 5 spots for us, and he is our glue guy, and I love him. He's a special young man, and that's what he is. He's not a kid. He's a man. But Tyce needs to probably play the point, you know, out of those two. I just think he's better at ball handling when it's direct, like in half court, like catch and rip to the rim. Like when you hear us run this Davidson set, it's an iso play for the wing where the shooter come around the backside for a reverse pivot kick out. You know, yesterday he scored 2 big buckets at the rim on that iso, okay? He's better at those 12 to 15 foot, 1 or 2 dribble attacks at the rim than he is open floor with really good ball pressure on him where he's got to have a little bit of fancy handles. That's just not who he is. He's more of a straight line driver. And Tyce has got a little bit more between legs behind the back to him than Breck does. So in the open floor, Breck needs to be the primary ball handler. And I'm just trying to find out where we can put him that's most advantageous for us. Now, the good thing is Brecken can play it as well, but when I want to get Tyce an iso, Brecken, go shift over to the point guard, and then we'll let Tyce get an iso on the wing. So we're still figuring it all out.
What are you, in terms of knowing how to coach players individually, and I think basically most coaches will say, well, I want to coach everybody the same, but you can't. There have to be some nuances. And how far along the path are you in understanding how to coach this team now? That you've had them for 11 games.
Yeah, better than I was during the Billy Hicks Classic, which was the second week of December. So what are we now, 2 weeks? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, brother. Yep. I'll send you the film. But I'm sorry, Dan.
That's okay.
The Billy Hicks Classic was 2 weeks ago, and I was still dumbfounded about how to do my job. Now I got a little bit more clarity. I have to run offensive actions that takes pressure off point guards. So we sort of offensively got to play point guard by committee. Defensively, especially when Luke gets back, we've got to put our length in space meaning zone. And I also think Luke is going to help us rebound and have a little bit more one and done, what we call when we make the opponent take a shot, they miss it, we get the rebound, they're one and done. We'll have a little bit more one and done success with Luke in there when we're zone, when him, you know, him getting those defensive rebounds. So I think we're going to be, we got to be more of a continuity point guard by committee offensive team. We got to be more of a zone defensive team. And I need some more practice time because, like I told you, I think I wasted 38 practices.
Dawson Gentry tonight, 0 for 5 from the three-point line. He hit three in a row. He made 1 of 6 at the end. He ends up 4 of 14. I only bring that up because I just wonder about your thoughts about players and shooting the three, and when you get a guy like Gentry, does he pretty much just have – do you ever take the green light away from a player who you know is a shooter?
You know, well, you just said it. Why would you take the green light away from a guy that's a shooter? I mean, here's the thing. A shooter is somebody who is a shot maker, okay? Now, a three-point catch-and-shoot guy is not necessarily a scorer. There's a difference between a shooter and a scorer. Dawson's more of a shooter than he is a scorer. I do think he's a really good finisher with his left hand at the rim. Matter of fact, he's uncanny with his left hand. But I think he's definitely a rhythm shooter where he hits one, he might hit six. If he misses one, he might miss six, you know. And he's frustrated, you know, but he needs to get his butt in the gym. And just like all these guys do, and get 500 extra shots up when practice isn't going on. You know, shooting is a repetition game. It's not a luck game, you know. Shooting is like hitting a fastball. It requires a lot of skill that is developed over thousands and thousands of practice reps, you know.
Lincoln County and Catholic, do we know that game came out?
I don't know. I don't have a clue. But we play the loser of that game 2:30 here at the barn tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to, again, we will not have that game on the air only because we are already committed to do the two championship games. As it turns out, the girls' championship starts at 3:30, and then we will have the boys' final for you tomorrow night between Peninsula and either Lincoln County or Catholic. And I'm anxious. I guess I'd say I hope to see the Catholic team play only because I haven't seen them. They've got to be awfully good.
You know, they're awfully good, but they also lost the 16 kid about 2 weeks ago. You know, that was a high major recruit. So they're still really good, you know, well coached. But, you know, one thing, people can't say that we didn't bring in competition to the Gateway. I hope people respect the fact that every team that is, I mean, we got beat by a team that was in their state division semifinals last year. You know, the Virginia Independent School Athletic Association Division III state tournament, they were in the semifinals. Their coach got Virginia Private School Coach of the Year, you know. So, I mean, it's not like we just got beat by a bad team. You know, we got beat with a really good team. It's got probably five college players on it, three of them probably Division I players. And so I hope people respect the fact that we're trying to bring in talent, which will increase the brand of this tournament in years to come. And we need to bring in a little bit more local talent for gate receipt purposes, and that local talent needs to be statewide, not just local to us here in Montgomery County. So I'll probably have more of a mix of six in-state and two out-of-state next year. And those in-state will probably be, you know, some of the names like a Louisville Mail, like a Louisville Ballard, like a Lexington, you know, like a Henry Clay, like a Scott Canny, a Great Crossing. You know, we'll get them in here, and we'll pack these stands. I was telling somebody tonight, it you know, crowd looked a little thin. I'm like, look, Kentucky Louisville's playing, you know. That's never good. But, you know, when we were at Ashland, it took a year. It took a year. And you got to have a product that's worthy to come spend time to watch. If you're going to take time away from your calendar and your family and you're going to go out and sit in a hot gym and eat salty popcorn, it better be worth it, right?
Absolutely.
Our product's not there yet. So I get it. But we're working hard at it.
Hey. Well, another opportunity tomorrow. This team at in terms of the things that you think you'll come away from this week with heading into next week, what do you think is going to be the biggest plus?
We need to win tomorrow. We need to come out of this thing with a 2-1 record. So tomorrow's an important game against a very well-coached team Congratulations to Coach Jeff Jay. I'm assuming Lincoln lost. Do we know that for a fact?
I don't know.
Well, if it is Lincoln, I don't want to jinx them, but I mean, he's a future KHSA Hall of Famer, Dan. You know that. Team was in the state semifinals, 2 years ago, I believe. Congratulations to him. He's a grandpa for the fourth time as of 11:41 last night. His daughter gave birth to a baby boy, 9 pounds, 8 ounces, probably a future post player for Coach to work with. But, you know, he's just such a he's a good man. And when Lori and I were going through those issues last year at my previous school, he was a mentor to me. He reached out a lot, probably on a weekly basis, to give advice and to give guidance and to reassure me. And so he's become a close friend. So, but I know that none of his teams are ever easy to beat because they never beat themselves, ever. So we'll see what we got.
One more. Isaiah Rowlett, 16 yeah. points last night, didn't score tonight. A freshman, you're talking to him a lot. Just kind of share with us a little bit about, you know, how you're trying to bring him along and how he is progressing, even though there are going to always be sometimes two steps forward, one step back a little bit.
He's benefiting from it, other teammates having injuries, okay? So he's been put into a role that I don't think even he was probably prepared to step into, starting varsity basketball games before Christmas of his freshman year. Now, it was the right move. He proved last night that he's worthy of it. But it's the little things. So I told him earlier, I said, listen, I don't know if you thought that you had arrived after 16 last night, but you didn't show up tonight. I told him that at halftime. I said, I need a better second half. And Isaiah's got to learn that there's routine plays like loose ball rebounds, position on defense, the block out on a weak side where, okay, you may have not have got the rebound, but neither did your guy. Those plays don't show up in a stat sheet. He and Dawson Gentry have got to do a better job of making those plays. Neither and Tice does too, but it's in a sort of a different category. Tice is almost all defensively. Isaiah's got a, I mean, like, you know, he caught it here on a wing from the corner, and then he dribbled back into the corner. You know, like you don't do that. You know, the defense hadn't rotated. You're letting one guy guard two if you want to, or they could trap you. I mean, that's just bad spacing. And it's not his fault. He just doesn't know yet. And so it's just going to take time. But I know this. You can't teach somebody to fill it up like he can. Now, I wish he'd start hitting a – now, what was he, 3 or 5 last night from 3?
No.
Yeah. And what was he tonight?
0 for 4.
You know, so, you know, he's got to realize that closeout speed's a little bit faster. That length is a little bit longer at the varsity level than it is at the freshman and JV level. But he knows that. You know, he's going to be just fine. Like I said last night, he's going to be a 1,000-plus point scorer here, if not more. And he's a great kid, comes from a great family. You know, brother's playing baseball at Spalding right now, so it all comes from a line of athletes. And I'm excited about him. But, you know, he's just got to start making routine basketball plays, not just catch-and-shoot plays.
Hey, Coach, it's always a pleasure, and I think you're feeling better this week.
Yeah, I am. I mean, we're coming. We're definitely making strides. Like, we're a much – I don't know much. We are a better basketball team than we were against Ballard. That's a fact. And we were bad against Ballard with all our horses. Right now we're down. Luke's averaging 19. Eric's he's averaging what? A 13.
Yeah.
So I mean we're down 33 points almost. So, you know, we're just not there yet. But I'm proud of our guys for not using any of that as an excuse. You know, because I told them, I said, I don't want anybody using that as an excuse because you weren't very good when we had those guys. So, you know, let's keep it real. But we, you know, we're a work in progress. I don't know. I don't care about our record. I just care about our improvement.
Hey, Coach, we will talk to you next week over in the at Estill County, the Railroad Classic.
The Choo Choo Classic, right?
The Choo Choo Classic. Hey, yeah. We're looking forward to it. Our studio engineer Jeff West, he's an old Estill County engineer. So, and as he said, I said, have they done anything over there in the gym? And he told me today, he said, no, when you pound that floor, the whole place vibrates. Because there's, I don't know what all's underneath the floor over there, but it's a different place to play.
I coach pitched for 6-year-old baseball in Ravenna. Is it Ravenna or Ravenna?
Ravenna.
And it was 105 degrees. They should have canceled the game, and I almost had a heat stroke. That's my last experience in Estill County. So.
Well. May this be much better coming up next week. Coach, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Coach Jason Mays, who's Indians tonight again, early on tied 10-10, and then in the second quarter, Peninsula Catholic, they ended up making 7 of 8 first-half three-point shots and able to stretch out that lead to 19 at halftime. The Indians actually outscored them by 1 in the second half, but 69-51, the victory goes to the Knights. They make 24 of 49. The Indians make 16 of 44. Indians 9 of 28 three-point shots, 8 of 11 for Peninsula, 10 of 12 free throws for the Indians, 11 of 15 for the Knights. Montgomery County with a 31-26 rebound advantage. Turnovers 11 on the Indians and 10 turnovers on Peninsula. And there were things from the stat sheet, things from watching the game to gain a little positive feeling about for this team as they head into next week when they're going to play McGoffin County in the when they open up tournament play at Estill County.
Yeah, you know, if they just keep, continue to take the lessons that they're learning in these games against these quality of teams that they're going against, and then can apply it when the talent is equal a lot of times, then that's where you're going to see a lot of the separation. But I think, like I said, you're going to see if they're able to keep what they've learned from here and use it, to their advantage when they get back into district and region play, I think you're going to see a starkly different outcome than what we've seen at times. But this Peninsula Catholic team is, whew. Yeah, I mean, they're a team, if they're shooting like that, they can get away from you real quick. They'll embarrass a lot of teams if they're shooting like that.
Did you find out by any chance the Lincoln County Catholic?
No, we were down there just asking about that. I hadn't gotten it scored. Let me see real quick here.
I'd like to
get that before.
See if that has been reported yet.
Let's see here. See you.
There's a lot of action going on, I can tell you.
Yeah,
there are a bunch of tournament games being played in the literally in the hundreds. And
I'm trying to see if I can get something. That
I don't think we're going to have
no looked at this point.
Yeah.
In other news, the Cats are up 78-56 with a little over 7 minutes left in that contest at the Yum Center. It's a lot of blue in the in the Yum Center tonight. I know it has to make the other side a little sick.
Well, what we can tell you is that coming up in tomorrow's action at noon here in the or down in the arena, Fleming County is going to play either Pulaski County or Taft. You have a score on that game?
Mm-mm.
That was earlier today too. But Fleming County will be in action at noon in the arena. Then at 2:30 here in the barn, Montgomery County will play either Lincoln County or Catholic. And then at 11 o'clock in the morning in the barn, Carmel out of Virginia.
So the Lincoln score was 74-63. Catholic won that game. So Montgomery County will be playing Lincoln County tomorrow.
Okay, so in the championship game tomorrow, it's going to be Peninsula Catholic against Catholic out of Virginia. And Coach Steinberg's Catholic team will be in it. We'll have that final for you, even though the two out-of-state teams have made the championship round. But we will not have the Indians game at 2:30 here in the barn, because at 3:30 the Lady Indians are going to step up, and they're going to take on do we know the Madison Central Nicholas County? That game actually is underway right now.
Yeah.
Down in the arena. So Montgomery County will play at 3:30 in the arena against either Nicholas County or Madison Central, the winner there for the Gateway Holiday Classic Championship for the girls. And then at 5 o'clock or right after that game, we'll get Peninsula and Catholic playing for the boys' championship. And we'll have both those games for you down in the arena tomorrow. Ivan, it's always fun. It's always good to come back in the barn.
Hey, never been better.
It still looks like just like it always did. The first time, looks like the first year that I was here almost, except, they painted the seats and everything. But
yeah.
Pretty similar.
I would love to see a big crowd in here again, just one more time. The last major crowd that I remember being in here was the 98 rematch for the 98 championship game.
Girls against Elizabethtown.
And E-Town, the Lady Panthers came up here, and, you know, we felt like we had a score to settle, even though the the reward wasn't going to be the same. But boy, I just remember the crowd, and just it was amazing. And saw many a games like that, many a night. Even when Montgomery County would host district tournaments, and even when you had the old cadets from MMI here, I don't think I've ever. Maybe a couple of times in the arena have I had that same type of energy that this grand old structure provided over the years. I mean, I just remember my high school years and being here and how it could be, especially on a Tuesday or a Friday night. Mason County come to town, or George Rogers Clark, or some other big school, maybe out of Lexington, would come in here, and the crowd, the energy was just great. I mean, snow outside, but everybody was in here in a toasty.
In a very toasty gym, it was a lot of times. You learned how to dress in layers when you came in to the barn. And thanks to Bart Rising, who put the name on this thing. He's responsible for it.
Yeah.
He's the guy who decided that we ought to just call it the barn.
Got it on the floor. Everybody was like, oh, the barn, that does. It's like, it looks like a barn. And it was like, why didn't we think of that, when the structure was built? But, it was that branding. You talk about the branding, I think it was his idea, the M that's on the floor with the Indians going through the M. I think he was part of that. I'm trying to remember who actually was responsible for the rendering of the mascot logo out in the middle. I think that was an art student at the time here that came up with that. But anyway,
still a great place. And yeah. I'm glad the wrestling team is using this facility too, though, because the slant of the seats down the floor, this is a great place to watch wrestling.
Yeah,
I think
I used to love to watch the volleyball games over here.
Yeah.
The acoustics and the way that game's played. But just glad that it is in the condition it is, and that we're able to use it. But boy, I would love to have some kind of a throwback night in here and get this place packed out one more time.
I think we are going to have a throwback basketball game in here.
That'd be great.
Coming up. Yeah. I don't know what game it is, but I believe it's coming this year. Ivan, as always, thanks. It's always great to be with you, and Merry Christmas to you. But we'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll get here as soon as I can. Trying to figure it out in my head, but logistically, I'll try my best to make it happen.
And Jeff West, who's anxious for us to head on over to Irvin next week and be back in his hometown for the Railroad Classic, or the Choo Choo Classic, or whatever you want to call it. And the boys will be over there. The girls are going to go down playing the
Lady
of the South tournament at Allen County Scottsville next week. And there's a chance we could have games there, but we're going to see how they do in the first couple of rounds, and what's happening here and how the weather is before we make a determination about what we'll be covering as far as the girls go. But that'll do it for us tonight. Again, Peninsula Catholic, the Knights beat the Indians tonight 69-51. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, and Ivan Rawls on color. I'm Dan Manley. Until we join you tomorrow afternoon at about 3:15 from the arena, good night from the barn in Mount Sterling.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company,
Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
All I want for Christmas.